the rest of the story. Today, sex is force-fed into the American home through a cable. With the flick of a switch, it leaps from the television picture tube and parades perfunctorily before the nearest voyeur. In 1916, X-rated entertainment was accessible, available. For 25 cents, one could gaze at naked thigh and bare breast. Anyone, man, woman, child, for the price of 25 cents. Well, this ready obscenity shocked and angered innumerable Americans who wrote their congressmen to say so. Defenders declared that thighs and breasts were natural things, that the mere sight of them could do no harm. But the controversy raged until Congress itself was forced to act. By the year 1916, the image of American womanhood was transforming rapidly. While the national morality remained at a virtual standstill, and the result was a state of perpetual anachronism. The past and the future were in continual collision. And then into this uncertain cultural atmosphere was injected the provocative art of one Herman A. McNeil. Now, Herman's credentials were civilized enough. He was a member of the National Academy of Design and the New York Municipal Art Association and the National Academy of Arts and Letters and so on and on and on. He was the president of the National Sculpture Society. His work was widely applauded by his peers, or at least by those who would like to have considered themselves such. And yet until 1916, the art of Herman McNeil was all but unknown to those outside the artistic community. Well, suddenly everybody knew, for it was Herman McNeil's representation of a partially unclothed woman, naked thigh, bare breast, 25 cents a peek, which stirred one of the greatest moral controversies of the new century. Now, most artists agreed that it was a positive thing. They tried to convince the public that such compelling beauty should be visually accessible to the average citizen. But the average citizen vehemently protested this nationwide peep show, and in 1917, the United States government responded to the public outcry with an act of Congress. And by an act of Congress, McNeil's beauty was concealed. He was required to clothe the feminine figure, which he had created, so that her breast was no longer visible and her thigh was a bit more covered. And yet once upon a time, for precisely 25 cents, anybody in the United States could purchase an eyeful. Did I mention that artist Herman A. McNeil was in 1916 employed by the United States government, more specifically by the United States Mint? His vision of half-naked loveliness, which embraced a bashful nation for 25 cents, was 25 cents. It was his design on the head side of the 1916 silver quarter, the obscene Miss Liberty. Now you know the rest of the story.